Well, a superb battling point at Preston.
It was. We've played much better than that in the last 10 games. But in terms of keeping a clean sheet, under the circumstances, losing defenders, two left-backs within the space of a minute of each other, and how good a side Preston are, it was a brilliant clean sheet.
Very organised, last ditch. Mark Howard's had an excellent game as well this evening.
Yeah, well, that's how they've been for the last 10 games. And, you know, the two centre-halves and Mark especially have been in outstanding form, and they had to be tonight. You know, we got a lot of blocks in the first half. Thought we were better in the second half and maybe could have even nicked it. We had a couple of chances, a good shout for a penalty in the last few minutes. I don't think we deserved it, but we'd have taken it.
I was going to ask that. Probably brought the biggest reaction from the bench. The challenge on Maguire, wasn't it, late on?
Well, I think when we can see from 40, 50 yards away that his shirt's being pulled, and it was a clear shirt pull. I'm not sure if the referee had bodies in the way, but he had a good game tonight, the ref. So yeah, it would have been lovely to get it, but you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
How close is that to where you want the team defensively, first of all? Because you know, for all of the possession that Preston had, there was a lot not getting through.
No, there was. A few got through, a few too many. But what we always say is we've got to be better on the ball. It's when we get it as well. I didn't think that area of our performance was good enough tonight. I think if we'd have been a bit more clinical on the break, especially in the first half with Jose and Murph, a couple of things just went astray. We could have got a goal.
Mark Howard, obviously, as we all know, his contract is ticking. He's doing very well enough to win another one with performances like that and obviously over the last 10 games.
Yeah, well, he's not out of contract because we've got an option on him, so there's no hurry in that department. But he has had an incredible few weeks, and to break the club record now, 8 clean sheets on the spin is great testimony to him.
Do you hold much store in that, those kind of things, those type of records?
Yeah, it's lovely. I think it just shows, however long that the club's been, 125 years, and we've just, you know, kept a record and broken a record. Of course we do, and the players should feel extremely proud of that. And we're disappointed that the wins have come to an end, but in the circumstances to get a point here tonight is a great result.
Tell us then about the left-back situation then. Obviously it had to change dramatically, very quickly.
Yeah, Bob Harris felt just at the top of his thigh, and then Matt came on and his very first run into the corner flag. Just his hamstring tightened up. It's not gone or anything, so we're hoping he won't be too long, but it was a blow, certainly losing two full-backs when we did, and within a few minutes of each other. But once again, Ben Davies has come in. You saw his value coming at right-back. We've moved Kieran across to left-back and thought those two were great as well tonight.
And when you subbed Baxter, he came straight down here because he got whacked at the end of the first half. Is he injured or is there something there?
No, he's had a bit of flu, a bit of cold, and he did get a whack on his knee right on the stroke of half-time. So he was going to come off at half-time, but with us having to make the two substitutions, we're running out of them again. So he got through, 75 minutes, something like that, and then Ports came on and did well for the last 15 again.
How close was Brayford potentially to being involved today?
If it had been up to him, he would have played. Unfortunately, it's not. We've got away with it without him tonight in some ways, and we're hoping he'll be fit for Saturday.